The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Eureka's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Eureka makes and beat it right along.
Auntie Vera. This is from my Ron. My Ron Prada Soho is back. He writes loving questions, remember? Fuck the Sheep Cruise 2014. Auntie Vera, why isn't Big Fatty guest hosting Vera Speaks for Real while you're too busy eating and drinking for the next couple of weeks? Meaning, while we're on our cruise, why don't I have Big Fatty guest host? Princess Hanna asks, Auntie Vera.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online! Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1476 of the BFO for Monday the 23rd of September 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show!
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend to include Tiara Hara.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello, fallas. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you are full fallas. Big Fatty, you just said fallas, not full fallas. Y'all, well, you're full fallers today because, y'all, today is the first full day of fall. Autumnites. Big Fatty, that's not a word. Because it's the first day of full day of autumn in the northern hemisphere. Y'all, I'm gonna go over here to the weather bug and just see what Charleston has in. Oh, y'all, that is the I'll tell you what that is. It's the trough. Big Fatty Volga. But y'all, well, that didn't update. That's still showing for right. There we go. Y'all, it looks like Charleston's going to be in the low 80s all this week. And our low temperatures are going to be in the mid 60s. So that's not too bad. Looks like we're going to have a little participation. Big Fatty, you mean precipitation. On hump day and Thursday. So anyway. Y'all... Since I've spoken to you last, y'all, I got to tell you about a couple of recipes that Big Fatty has tried this weekend. But Big Fatty, shouldn't you play the weekend update music? Well, you know, I guess all good things must start somewhere. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, now, I don't feel badly talking about this, but y'all, I was exactly wrong about the Big Brother, because what was his name? The homosexual won the $500,000. What was his name? How do I forget that already? It'll come to me. Big Fatty! But y'all, Thursday night, was it Thursday night? Yes, I guess it was Thursday night. Y'all, I had gotten some ground beef, and so it was a little more than a pound, so I made six thin hamburger patties, and then it seasoned it with a little, some of that Cajun salt that Moose Pea had sent to me a while back, and I don't know what else. I put a few other things in there. But I took some blue cheese crumbles and I kind of mashed them down into one patty. And then I put the second patty on top of it and kind of pinched the sides together. and made them. So I ended up with three blue cheese filled hamburger patties, and then I cooked a couple of pieces of the Bafrin. So I had the good Bafrin grease, and y'all. Then I just thinly sliced an onion and kind of sauteed those in that Bafrin grease, and y'all. Then I set those blue cheese burgers down in there and put a little salt and pepper on them while they're sitting there, and just pan fried them. And put two of them in the refrigerator in the Frigidaire, and had one in a garden solid, and y'all, it was absolutely delicious, just delicious. So I had another one on a Friday for my lunch. And then Saturday for my lunch. Also, Big Freddy, you were a blue cheeseburger eater. And so did that Friday at the coal mine. It was an okay day. I can't think of anything that was really good or really bad. So I guess it was just kind of an average day. Friday night, y'all, I caught up on some shows on the TV machine, and went through and kind of made sure that my new shows were in there and in the TiVo, the VRC, if you will. And y'all, then I went to bed and got up Saturday morning. Y'all, I slept really well Friday night. Got up Saturday morning, and I piddled around the Fat Cave here. Y'all, I made me some country ham. Big Fatty, is it spelled C-U-N-T? Yes, it is. And had that, and I still got a couple of slices of that. You know, I like to cook all of the country ham ahead of time, and then just keep it and just warm it up, and, you know, made me some red-eye gravy. I know I've told you how to make red-eye gravy before, but if you've forgotten, let me know, and I'll announce it again. Big Fatty. Y'all, then I got another recipe, and I had to run out to the store to get my provisions for this. Big Fatty, it sounds like you're going on a schooner trip if you had to go get provisions for the larder or something. But y'all, Tom sent me a recipe for the new beef stroganoff. Y'all, I could have sworn that thing said beef stew. And as I made it, I said, this doesn't look like beef stew. This looks like stroganoff. And now that I'm looking at it, y'all, it is the new beef stroganoff. Beef Fatty. But y'all, what you do is you take 2 pounds of the cube stew meat, 2 cans of the condensed golden mushroom soup. Y'all, I couldn't find golden mushroom at the Vonsies, so I just got cream of mushroom. A large onion diced up, 2, 3, or 4 tablespoons of Worcestershire. Y'all, I put 4 in there. A half a cup of water. A couple of dashes of garlic salt and a couple of dashes of hot paprika. Y'all, I had paprika, but I didn't have hot paprika. And y'all, I looked at the Von Z's and couldn't find hot paprika either. So I just used paprika. Be ready. And y'all, what you do is in the slow cooker, you stir in all the ingredients except for the meat. And once that's all combined, you add the meat and mix it all together and cook it on low for 8 hours. And y'all, then when you're getting ready to serve it, and I haven't eaten any of it yet, so I can't tell you how it is. You take an 8 ounce bar of cream cheese, and you cut it into cubes, and you just stir that in to the stroganoff, and then you know it'll melt away and give it that thickness that you're looking for. It takes about 10 minutes for the cream cheese to kind of break down and it says, oh my gosh, it's so easy and good. So y'all, I just think it looks wonderful. So you might want to try that. Big Freddy, I'll have to tell you how it is. Big Freddy, we can't wait to hear. I know what else happened Saturday morning. Y'all, I was laying there in the chamber, and the grin doctor, it's, you know, I checked the Twitty and everything and fired up the grin doctor and just set the phone down. All of a sudden, hi. And y'all, sure enough, it was a gentleman caller that I had had gone downtown to visit a few weeks back, and he was going, "Berg Freddy, would you like to come back over?" I said, "Yes." So y'all, I threw on some shorts and my flip flops. I know that hat in will be happy to hear that I had on my flip flops, or my sandals, or whatever. And y'all, I went over there, and we had a lovely, just a lovely rendezvous Saturday morning. Y'all, he was having to work a 12-hour day, and he said, "I just need a little something to get me through." I went, "Be fatty vulgar." So anyway, y'all, the other thing I want to tell you about is on that Friday, y'all, I was bitching. I was just bitching because this new iOS 7 is making me use that podcast app. And y'all, I just hate it. And one of the things I hate about it is that I couldn't get my little shows to list in alphabetized order. And y'all, that terminally single Tim, you know, he's best known for the baby zombie. Ready? Y'all, he sent me a link to a tip. That showed you how you can list your little shows in that podcast app in the order you want them. And y'all, they're listed right there, just as pretty as they can be now. But y'all, it was really a kind of pain in the butt to finally get it done. Y'all, it seems to me like there'd be an easier way, like you know, in the software itself, where you say, "I would like to have them listed by the newest little shows first, or atabatized, or, you know, or reverse atabatization." But you know, that was anyway. But anyway, my little shows are all listed now, y'all. I'm still having that problem with the old little shows, not being able to delete them out of the cloud, y'all. You know, it's the cloud. Everything is in the cloud. The cloud this, the cloud that. Man, the cloud. But anyway. But evidently, this is a problem, and the Apple Stack people are just going to have to address it, so that Berg Herder and others do not have to blow it out. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all. Speaking of gentlemen callers, one has just sent me a little note. Oh, he's kind of cute. So let's just see what he has to say. Hi, now hi. Anyway. Y'all, then on Saturday night, we the horror group, we had the Tiara Horror, and y'all, it went pretty well. We charged $5 at the door to get in, and then all the tips that we made, all of that will go to the Ryan White foundation at one of the local hospitals here, y'all. But I'm pleased to say that as of right now, and I say as of right now because y'all, the establishment where we had the event says that they're going to make a donation later on, you know, once they figure out their books and all from that evening. But y'all, we had a good crowd, and y'all, we made $991 at this point, and I just think that's lovely, just lovely. But y'all, it went a little long, and we had a little bit of a problem with the DJ and things like that. So it wasn't a perfect event by any means. But all in all, I think it went well. And then Sunday morning, a big group of us that were working on the Tiara Horror, we all got together, and we went to the trough. And you know, it's not very good, and it's made me extremely gassy. Y'all, it was, there's lots of different options there and everything, but anyway, did that, and now I'm recording, the little show. But y'all, while I was out and about, I went to the Sam's Club and picked up a few things, and y'all, I purchased petroleum, while I was out there, and y'all, I paid $2.98 a gallon. Y'all couldn't believe it? Couldn't believe it! So anyway, and y'all, one other thing that happened while I was out and about over the weekend, y'all, is I went by the P.O. Box. Yeah, guys, see y'all. I went by there. There's a postcard there, and it says, "We hot BF and Miss Poodle." Oh, big daddy, look, it's a picture of a kitty. Oh, dear, guys, see y'all. Y'all, it's a picture of a kitty cat. Oh, big daddy, it's lovely. And the kitty cat is in a hammock, and y'all, it's hanging around Lazy Days in Berlin. It says, "Burger." Since they have banned public nudity in the San Franciscos, we had to go to Berlin to have some fun. We visited Folsom Europe, and I guess you would have enjoyed it, too, here. Oh, boy. Is that what that says? I don't know. Berlin is really nice and all sorts of fun, and they love the kitties to love the beavers. Beaverty, that's just lovely. Can I have the picture of the kitty? Oh, the, yeah, you, yes. Miss Beaver, thank you so much. I'm wondering if Miss Beaver is going to double back and head over to Stuttgart to see her second cousin twice removed, who may be having a special day later on this week. Big Fatty, there's one of those today, too. Yeah, guys, y'all, Poodle is right. Y'all, today, the 23rd of September, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for someone we all know and love. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, he's as cute as a button. Y'all, it is that Warren, you may know him of Stevie B fame. Or you might just know him as Denny. Big Fatty, why would we know him as that? Because I fucked up his name 1 year. Big Fatty, that go, that's no surprise there. But anyway, Warren, I hope you and Stevie B and maybe your sister and all, I hope you just have a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, I hope that when Stevie B comes out with the cake, that Warren goes. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, I heard from a straight boyfriend, a straight Bob. You know, he's down there in the future, and I guess this past weekend was the first day of spring down there, which I know that'll make him happy because, you know, he likes to take his underpants off. Big Fatty. Oh, dear, Gussie. Y'all, evidently the unsubscribed self-appointed resident historian of the BFO, that Brian in Boston, y'all, he's evidently down there. In the Australias, visiting again, y'all. I tell you what, he's got more money than he's got sense. Big Fatty. But anyway, and so there you have it, y'all. It seems like there was something else I was going to tell you, but I guess I'll remember it later on. I'm just looking at my list here. I just Big Fatty. You don't remember shit these days. It's just sad. It's just sad. In fact, Vonzi, how would you describe Big Fatty's memory?
Uh-oh,
is right, especially when he needs to go to the toilet.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.